relax and unwind with Tlotlang Moletsane.
That's a great day for radio. My name is Tlotlang Moletsane. Kimosetsana Mutsona Mdugulu Maswati. Thank you very much for lending me 3 hours of your ears, of your time. It's Travel Tuesday, and we do it with a rising star from Ngodini, Nicholas Banda, who is, was crowned Mr. Tourism Globe Ecotourism right this year in 2024. So now this is adding to his accolades as the second runner-up in the Mr. Mpumalanga competition. He's very passionate about raising awareness around South Africa's rich biodiversity, conservation and tourism potential. So he takes us through his journey to Mr. Tourism Globe Ecotourism, what that was like, what we can expect from him in the coming year. It's going to be very exciting, right? Mr. Tourism Globe Ecotourism Nicholas Banda, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Congratulations. This is a big, big deal. And how do you feel?
I feel amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels really fantastic, you know, being a brand ambassador on an international stage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a really fantastic feeling, you know. Mm. Yeah, and I'm really grateful.
Right. Bathi Phakama 1245. Hey? You should be very proud
of
who you've become and who you are becoming, because you're still very young, 22 years old.
Yeah.
Let's take it back to the very beginning
and
how the story of Nicholas Banda came about. And what it was really that itched for you to want to go to Mr. Mpumalanga, because I think that's where the journey really began to you then going into a global stage, right?
Yeah. So how I got into Mr. Mpumalanga, it was because I was very fond of the art space, arts and culture. So I loved drama especially.
Yeah.
You know, I was into drama. So also tried applying to go, you know, to a different institution, not here in Mpumalanga. So what happens due to certain circumstances, I couldn't. So while I was in UMP, you know, I thought to myself, let me try to challenge myself and do something new.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw that I also had some potential when it came to modeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I gave myself a shot and
And here you are now. You know, I think going to places like Mr. Mpumalanga, entering for Mr. Tourism Globe, Ecotourism, it requires a lot of confidence, right? And with the societal standards that we have today, especially as the boy child, it's a lot. You know, there's a lot of things that can bring your confidence down.
Mm.
How do you manage to keep your confidence going? Because I think as somebody who's been recognized on a global stage, you need a lot of that confidence. I mean, everybody has a bad day, Nicholas.
Yeah, true.
You kind of have to go out there all the time feeling very confident, because there's a lot of males out there that look up to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how I tackled it is, you know, I tried to ignore, you know, bad comments or anything.
Yeah.
And stayed focused on my goal, my mission, because I knew what the mission is.
Yeah.
Like you said, in the society, when it comes to modeling, especially for males, people be like,
they belittle it.
Yeah, they belittle it. And then they say, like, it's for women and stuff like that. But, you know, I ignore all of that. I just ignored it and made sure I always knew what my goal was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. You said you know what your goal is and you know what your mission is.
Yeah.
Let us in on that. What is your mission now as Mr. Tourism Globe Ecotourism?
My mission now as Mr. Tourism Globe Ecotourism is to ensure that I promote South Africa's tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Tourist attractions, because, you know, I found out that in the world we actually have one of the best tourist attractions.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, whether it's natural or man-made, we have one of the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives me the opportunity to promote the tourism in South Africa, not just any tourism, but sustainable tourism, eco-friendly tourism, you know, making sure that we conserve the tourist attractions when, you know, travelers that go to. Yeah. And yeah, just, you know, being out there and showing Mzansi and, you know, to the whole world.
Absolutely. I think besides showing the whole world Mzansi and what we have to offer, it's also very important for us to speak to our very own South Africans and encourage them to travel their very own country. Yeah. Right? So yeah. Many times do we hear people say, no, I want to go to a neighboring country, or, you know, I want to go far away. But it's very rare to hear somebody say, I want to travel in my very own country and see what my country has to offer. And like you said, we have a lot to offer, right?
Yeah.
Let's go through that quickly. And, you know, let's motivate people to travel in our very own country, because there's a lot to offer.
Yeah, I can actually say I'm also guilty when it comes to that part, because
me too. I don't even want to.
I'm actually
I don't
guilty.
Want to lie.
I'm actually guilty. I used to think that I have to go to tourist attractions that are outside the country. Mm-hmm. The vibe is outside. Only to find out the vibe is actually here in Mzansi. You know, finding out that there's quite a lot to learn about. We have even like indigenous cultural heritage sites like Makonjo Mountains, which, you know, has evidence of earliest life developing there that dates back from 4.5 to 5.5 billion years back.
Yeah.
Of which is actually really amazing to come to think of it, you know, having places like Abu Kruger National Park, Kraskop, George Lift, you know, those different places, and you find excitement in them.
Mm-hmm.
If you like, also like an adrenaline junkie like me, you know, there's places like that that you can find in Mpumalanga.
We've got Kraskop.
Yeah, we've got Kraskop. And like whole of South Africa, we've got like about Table Mountains.
Yes.
You know, places that are so amazing. So yeah, you should definitely, you know, do traveling around Mzansi before you go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely should do that.
I'm actually wondering, what does Mr. Tourism Globe Ecotourism entail? Do you travel around the world, around the country?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's traveling around the country and the world.
Lovely. Yeah. I like that. You're so lucky. Guys, I mean, to do what you love and then to travel as well, I think is an absolute joy. It's something that a lot of people don't have the privilege to do. So the fact that you're doing something that you love and you get to travel while doing it, because traveling opens up so many things that you never thought you would think about. You meet so many different people and you then realize there's so much that you have to offer, and there's so much that you can get from other people as well because you're traveling, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nicholas, you know, I really want us to also talk to the youth. We're in a very dark space right now as the youth in South Africa. Unemployment is extremely high. People are very demotivated. There are people, young boys, who don't even know that modeling is a talent. They don't understand that the way that I walk, my poise, the way that I am able to motivate young children, the way that I am able to speak for the boy child, means that I can end up on a stage like Mr. Mpumalanga. I can end up on a global stage like Mr. Tourism Globe Ecotourism.
Yeah.
Let's talk to those young boys, because so often do we talk to the young girl and say it is possible to model. But really, do we speak to the young boy and say, don't let people make you feel bad because you might be different because you want to do modeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say to the young boys out there, you know, they shouldn't throw the towel away just of yet, because they're still young, there's still more room to grow for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're like passionate about modeling, they should take the journey, they should start now as early as possible.
Yeah.
You know, get into it. And if you feel like maybe you're lacking behind, you shouldn't be worried that much. Because I feel like we all have our own unique journey.
Yeah.
But our potential is limitless.
Mm.
So we should embrace it all and, you know, keep on pushing, making sure that, you know, we get to the goals that we want.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Do you have any initiatives where, you know, you're going out there talking to the boy child?
Nah, as of yet, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, you know what? It's okay. It's always, it's going to come up. It's going to come up. It's, I think, you know, all of these things, it's a journey, you know, and you yourself are still a really young man who's still trying to find his feet. Mm. And you are fortunately and unfortunately finding your feet in the public eye, you know, and it can be quite difficult. It's very difficult because a lot of people are watching it. You're going to make a lot of mistakes, which is okay. It's very okay to make mistakes. That's how you learn. That's how you grow. But thank you very much for coming onto the show. I'm very, very excited to see what's going to come up with Nicholas Banda and what you have to offer. Where can people find you on their social media platforms?
They can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Nicholas Banda or Kingla TN on Instagram. Or you could go to the Mr. Mpumalanga page on Facebook and also Instagram. And you can also find me on Mr. Tourism South Africa.
All right.
On Instagram and Facebook.
Absolutely. We love it. All the best. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. We love it. We love young men doing big things. And he's going to do great. He's going to do really great. It's Rise FM.